வெல்கம் டு அனதர் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் சர்ஜிக்கல் எஜுகேட்டர் பாட்காஸ்ட், வேர் வி அன்ரேவல் த காம்ப்ளெக்சிட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் சர்ஜிக்கல் கண்டிஷன்ஸ் டு எம்பவர் மெடிக்கல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் சர்ஜிக்கல் ட்ரைனிஸ். டுடே வி ஆர் டெல்விங் இன் டு அக்யூட் பேன்க்ரியாடைட்டிஸ், அ கண்டிஷன் தட் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் கீன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் and prompt management. Joining us for this discussion is Professor Dr. Selvaraj, a distinguished surgical expert in the field. Welcome, Dr. Selvaraj. Thank you for having me, MC. I am excited to shed light on acute pancreatitis and its nuances for our listeners. Let us start with the basics, doctor. What exactly is acute pancreatitis and how common is it? Well, acute pancreatitis is inflammation of the pancreas, often triggered by the premature activation of pancreatic enzymes within the gland. It is not as common as some other gastrointestinal conditions, but still affects a substantial number of individuals globally, with an annual incidence of around 10 to 50 cases per 100,000 population. Okay, doctor, what are the primary risk factors and etiopathogenesis behind acute pancreatitis? Well, the primary risk factors include gallstones, excessive alcohol consumption, hypertriglyceridemia, certain medications, and anatomical anomalies of pancreaticobiliary system. The mnemonic for the etiology is I get smashed. I is idiopathic, G for gallstone, E for ethanol, that is alcohol, T for trauma, S for scorpion bites, M for mumps, A for autoimmune diseases, S for steroid, H for hyperlipidemia, E for ERCP, and D for drugs like azathioprine, valproic acid, and sulfasalazine. Etiologically, the intrapancreatic activation of pancreatic proteolytic enzymes because of the above etiological factors leads to autodigestion and subsequent inflammation, resulting in the clinical manifestation of acute pancreatitis. Normally, the proteolytic enzymes chymotrypsinogen and trypsinogen will be activated into chymotrypsin and trypsin in duodenum in the presence of enterokinase. You see, this happens in normal person. Suppose if this activation is happening inside the pancreas itself, then only acute pancreatitis will develop. Well explained, doctor. How does acute pancreatitis typically present clinically? Patient usually present with very severe epigastric pain that may radiate straight to the back, which is relieved by bending forward, accompanied by nausea, vomiting, and abdominal distension. They may also exhibit signs of systemic inflammation such as fever, tachycardia, and hypotension. There may be mild epigastric tenderness, abdominal distension, and gouging. In severe cases, there may be pleural effusion. In hemorrhagic pancreatitis, Cullen's and gray tenor signs are positive. Okay. Moving on to the diagnostics, what investigations are crucial in diagnosing acute pancreatitis, doctor? Diagnostic investigations include serum amylase and lipase level, which are typically elevated three-folds to the normal in acute pancreatitis. Imaging modalities such as abdominal ultrasound and CT scans are also essential for confirming the diagnosis and assessing the severity of the disease. CECT is essential to rule out pancreatic necrosis, in which pancreas won't get light up because the necrotic pancreas won't take up the dye. Abdominal X-ray may show sentinel loop and colon cutoff sign, but these are not diagnostic. Well, what is the classification of acute pancreatitis, doctor? The classical classification is the Atlanta classification of acute pancreatitis, 1992. Number one, it is mild or acute. Mild acute pancreatitis, where there are no organ failure, no local or systemic complication. Number two, moderately severe acute pancreatitis, where there will be organ failure that resolves within 48 hours. That means the organ failure is only transient. And local or systemic complications without persistent organ failure. And number three is severe acute pancreatitis, where patient will have persistent organ failure of more than 48 hours, either single organ failure or multiple organ failure. Well explained, doctor. Can you elaborate on the different severity scoring system used in acute pancreatitis? Certainly, the most commonly used severity scoring systems include the Ranson's criteria, Glasgow-Imrie criteria, Balthasar, BISAP, and revised Atlanta classification. These scoring systems help stratify patients based on the severity of their condition and guide management decisions. BISAP is the best scoring system because on admission itself, we can decide the severity. In all other scoring systems, we have to assess the severity twice, once on admission and then after 48 hours. So we can confirm the severity only after 48 hours in all other scoring system except BISAP, where we can confirm the severity on admission. That is why this is better. BISAP means B is blood urea nitrogen, I is impaired mental status, S is SIRS, systemic inflammatory response syndrome, A is age more than 60 years, P is pleural effusion. What are the common complications associated with acute pancreatitis, doctor? Complications include pancreatic necrosis, pseudocyst, pancreatic abscesses, pancreatic ascites, pleural effusion, and systemic complications such as acute respiratory distress syndrome or ARDS and multi-organ failure or MOF. Well explained, doctor. Let us discuss treatment options. How do you manage acute pancreatitis? Management involves supportive care, including pain control with opioid analgesics like pethidine and tramadol, fluid resuscitation, antiemetics if there is severe vomiting, and nutritional support. Indications for surgical intervention are number one, pancreatic necrosis, number two, pancreatic abscess, and number three, uncertain diagnosis, where the diagnosis of acute pancreatitis is uncertain. Then we have to do laparotomy to see what is the real pathology. In severe cases where complications such as pancreatic necrosis are present, intervention may be necessary. including percutaneous drainage or surgical debridement. If pancreatic necrosis, then we have to do laparotomy, necrosectomy, and continuous peritoneal lavage. Well explained, doctor. What are some of the post-op complications patients may encounter after surgical intervention for acute pancreatitis? The post-op complications may include wound infection, that is the surgical site infection or SSI, pancreatic fistulas, hemorrhage, exacerbation of pre-existing pancreatic insufficiency, close monitoring and appropriate management are essential in mitigating these complications. Well, thank you, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for sharing your expertise on acute pancreatitis. Before we conclude, do you have any final thoughts for your listeners? I would stress the importance of early recognition, prompt intervention, and multidisciplinary care in managing acute pancreatitis effectively. Continuous learning and staying updated on guidelines are crucial for all surgical trainees. Wise words indeed, Doctor. Thank you once again, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for being on the show. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Surgical Educator podcast. We will be back soon with another enlightening episode. Until then, stay curious and keep learning by watching Surgical Educator podcast. All other episodes of the Surgical Educator podcast as well. Bye-bye, until we are going to meet next time. Bye-bye.